Accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we're going to go right to the phones. John in San Francisco. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just got a call this morning from Meals on Wheels. I'm 65 in San Francisco, and they're delivering to the people in my area, I guess to everybody, emergency food and water package in case of a national emergency. And I was just listening to you, and I heard you talking about, you know, the government's not taking care of you anymore. So kudos to Meals on Wheels.
Well, it's certainly a very, very smart thing to do here. And is Meals on Wheels a government program, or is that privately funded? I thought it was a private charity.
No, it is private, but, you know, nothing like that can operate without something from the federal government, I'm sure.
Well, we can look into it, but definitely that's a good thing. Everybody at this point needs to be getting non-perishable food and just stick it in a closet someplace and rotate it in and out with your regular groceries so it doesn't go past the X date. Definitely got to have water on hand because when the economy implodes, you're going to see all these supply chains on which you've been required to become dependent are going to collapse.
Instantly.
And you really need to be prepared to take care of yourself and your family. You need to be prepared to defend your home against those who haven't stockpiled food and water and medicines. Again, I absolutely do not suggest that anybody initiate violence against the government, but it looks like the government is going to initiate violence against us at some point, and prudence demands we be prepared to make such an exercise as you know, costly as possible, to put
well,
it bluntly. That's why we have the Second Amendment.
Mike, I'm also an amateur radio operator, and I was U.S. Army Military Amateur Radio Service. In other words, I was a Mars station.
Yes, I'm familiar with the Mars stations.
During 9-1-1, so I'm aware of that, but I just thought I'd call. And so San Francisco Meals on Wheels, and when I get it and check it out, I'll know what else I have to put with it. Okay, God bless you. Bye.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was distracted for a moment. There was a very loud crash here. We're okay? All right. Nobody got killed, so we're fine. I'm sorry I got distracted, but there was a loud crash.
I'm glad I wasn't watching you.
Yeah.
I am now.
Yeah, no, we had a loud noise here, and I wasn't sure what was going on. Thought maybe it was the Mossad kicking down the door and coming in to do mayhem, but it turned out to be gravity.
But the one thing, Mike, everybody should at least have a radio that will receive the 2-meter and 440 megahertz band, even if they do not have an amateur radio license. In a time of emergency, unlicensed people may make short emergency calls.
That is definitely true, and you certainly don't need a license to be receiving on those bands to get information as well. The reality is there are a bunch of radio bands that are in existence that aren't even used anymore.
VHF televisions.
Well, there's those frequencies, but for a while there was a brief flirtation with what was being called the business citizens band. And that just sort of fell out of favor, and the band is still there. And for those people who have those radios, it's like having a channel all to yourself. There's nobody there at all.
50 megahertz. The 50 megahertz band. Those are long range. They're still in use in the desert by the Highway Patrol in California. Long range. You can talk from the Calexico all the way up to Blythe or beyond that. Yeah, that's a great thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of empty space out there. Having a good scanner, having a good shortwave radio, these are all things that everybody needs to do. You need to be prepared, even if you don't want to live off the grid, you need to be prepared to do so probably for about 3 to 4 months. Right now would be extremely prudent. And not just in view of the collapse of the U.S. economy, but, you know, we're seeing all this volcanic activity all over the world. Etna just blew up. We're having increased volcanic activity down in the Big Island. They're even saying the top of Mauna Loa might erupt after 30 years. Hurricanes, all that stuff. Look at the two tornadoes that just went through Nebraska. You've got to be prepared to take care of yourself because of how long it takes anybody in these government services to get to you. Remember Hurricane Katrina and how long it took for FEMA to get down there and help those people.
All right. In 1984, I was in a school in Pineville, Louisiana, and it was like March or February. We had a freeze that froze all the pipes in Alexandria, Louisiana, all the way to New Orleans, 1984 in like February. And there was no FEMA. There was no FEMA in those years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the state got water into us. It was, okay, I was in a mental hospital taking classes, rehab. But I would like to say this. Everybody should think in their mind that when the things go down, you will never have no help. You will have to totally depend on yourself. And
your neighbors, your local community. You should be, you know, putting down the computer and the tablet and going on out in the real world and just make friends with all of your neighbors and just start to build a community network on which you can depend on each other for needed skills and so forth to get through the coming hard times, like we're not already in hard times.
I have moved already to Baja, California, and I used to live in Tijuana. They've already moved to Baja and a lot of people in Brazil, which, okay. I'm not going to talk anymore. Bye-bye. God bless
you. All right. We're going to let you go here, John. All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, all good suggestions here. I'm glad Meals on Wheels is handing out the emergency food packages. Again, even setting aside the issue of an emergency, if there is a local food assistance program around you, you know, when you go to the market, get some extra non-perishables, canned goods or whatever, and just throw it in there right now. There's a lot of hungry people in this country. There really, really are. And we have to help them because the government's not interested. The government's too busy bringing in illegal immigrants and putting them up in defunct colleges and Air Force bases and Army bases. They can't be bothered with ordinary legal American citizens who are down on their luck, victims of Wall Street. They don't fit into the plan somewhere down the road here. Now, speaking of fitting into the plan here, there's apparently a growing stink back up in Detroit where apparently there is now a plan to effectively raid the savings accounts of the city workers as part of the bankruptcy deal where these retired Detroit city workers are going to be required to pay back tens of thousands of dollars in earnings from their retirement savings accounts. Just retroactively saying, we've changed our mind, you don't deserve this much money. All to satisfy the money junkie bondholders, who are all the beneficiaries of this private central bank system that intentionally, by design, creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt in order to enslave the population and the nation. And we're seeing the results of it right now in places like Detroit. Oh, my goodness here. Alrighty, getting on back to gun rights here, there's an article over at the Daily Sheeple called Ban Machetes, and it raises a very, very good point here, because if you remember back in this incident in Santa Barbara, where this Elliot Rogers went out and killed a bunch of people, half the people he killed, he stabbed to death with a knife, but you're not hearing people out there saying, we got to ban knives, it's always the focus is on the gun. So the author of this piece over at the Daily Sheeple went out, and he just took a look at how many murders are committed in the United States using a machete. And it's actually quite common. And you don't hear anybody say, ban machetes. The focus is always on those guns because this government is scared of you. They're buying guns and bullets to wave at you, and they don't want you to be able to shoot back. Because as soon as they get those guns, they're coming for your physical silver and gold to prop up those poor struggling bankers who really didn't mean any. They meant well. You know, it's just the system, and we've got to help the banks. No, we don't. If the banks can't make it work, they should go out of business. By the way, a little historical note. When the Second Bank of the United States was shut down by Andrew Jackson, it tried to run as a regular commercial bank and failed in just 2 years. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And skipping on back to some of the topics we covered earlier, apparently Senator Dianne Feinstein has added her voice to the clarion call for renewed war in Iraq. Dianne Feinstein's absolutely convinced it's the right thing to do. Okay, Dianne, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your day-glow orange jumpsuit left over from Abu Ghraib, and we're going to call the people of Iraq and tell them, you are on your way to kick their butts all by yourself. But we, the American people, do not need any more wars. We didn't even need the wars we've already had. The money junkies needed the wars. The money junkies wanted the wars. The private central bankers wanted the wars. Their kids don't go to fight in them, it should be pointed out. That's what you're here for. You're here to go fight the wars and the grand game of global financial conquest here. So Feinstein is out there adding her voice in. Oh, yes, let's go to war in Iraq. It'll be great. It'll be fun, really. That's what they told us about the last one. You will be greeted with flowers. The oil will pay for the war. Getting on back to that insider trading story, RIMF.com has another version of the same story. Apparently, according to this new study, and it's apparently won some awards for being in depth, but apparently it says that more than a quarter, more than 25% of all public company deals involve transactions that could be considered insider trading. Remember what George Carlin used to say, it's a big club and you're not in it. Another story coming out of shtfplan.com. Apparently, there is a new law being considered that would grant illegal immigrants the right to vote and collect government benefits. So the political dimension is very obvious. Obama's going to let all these illegal immigrants into the country and count on them to vote the straight Democratic Party line. And that is not what a representative democracy is supposed to be. Congress is supposed to be elected by we the people, the legal citizens of this country. Not a crowd that is brought in from outside, given the right to vote, and then used to skew the elections. Now, a while back I talked about how various government agencies are proving to be such an annoyance to the American people, not out of spite, but because they're always trying to come up with something they can regulate or get involved with to prove that they are necessary and should not be caught in the next round of budget cuts. Well, apparently the U.S. government now wants to ban navigation apps on the smartphones on the excuse that they distract the driver. Now, I have a Navigon on my iPhone here, and I don't have to look at it. It just talks to me and says, turn left, turn right, step by step. But now they want to ban navigation apps on smartphones. I don't know, maybe they got some huge campaign contributions from the makers of the built-in units or the ones that stick up on top of the dashboard. But the reality is, if you don't have a navigation app, you're going to be more distracted while you're driving because you're trying to read the street signs and you're trying to look at that paper map you've got wadded up in your lap. This is another case of the government getting in and meddling in places it doesn't need to be meddled in. There is absolutely no evidence to support the idea that having a navigation app on your smartphone makes you a more dangerous driver. Especially because most of the high-end navigation apps do talk to you. They tell you the directions. Now, getting on over to human-caused global warming, it's definitely going against the carbon Nazis. Nature is definitely going the other way. First of all, as we reported earlier, the carbon Nazis were all looking at this one glacier down in Antarctica that seemed to be melting and proclaiming it was proof of global warming, only to find out there's a geothermal vent underneath the glacier that is heating it and melting it. Has nothing to do with human activity, has nothing to do with carbon dioxide. And as I've said many times before, if you're talking to somebody about how the human activity is warming the Earth's ocean, just ask them, how many active volcanoes and thermal vents are there on the floor of the world's ocean? And you'll get a blank look, and then you tell them, don't worry, it's a trick question. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how many active volcanoes and thermal vents there are on the floor of the world's oceans. And if you don't know that, and you can't take out how much heat they're adding to the water, then you cannot possibly make any calculation that says human activity has any impact whatsoever. Now, we've got an article over here at StephenGoddardWordPress.com. Normally, the North Pole of planet Earth is above freezing for just 70 days a year. Okay? We're about one-tenth of the way through the normal melt season, and the temperatures at the North Pole are still below freezing. We're not going to get an ice-free Arctic. Remember, Al Gore predicted that the Arctic would be ice-free summer of 2014. And it's 2014, and it's summer, and it's still below freezing up there. They just made it up. All this human-caused global warming nonsense was about was money. Getting money from you for carbon credits, carbon taxes, getting you to buy products that were earth-friendly, that cost more and do less than the other kind. It's a huge, gigantic scam. And anybody who says there's no such thing as wide-ranging conspiracies against the people, there's one right there, staked out on the ground, naked for you to study and learn from. Because this conspiracy to scare us all into giving them more money and more control over our lives involved the United Nations IPCC, NASA, NOAA, Penn State, Hadley CRU, Michael Mann, and Al Gore. And none of their dire prognostications have worked out. Now, real scientists would look at the fact that the Earth went into a cooling period back in 2002 and say, okay, obviously the primary theory is flawed. Let's go back to the drawing board. But what we have seen with the carbon Nazis is they're always making up excuses why their theory is still perfect. Human-caused global warming. And the lack of warming is because the heat is hiding in the bottom of the ocean, which tells us these scientists don't understand what convection is. Or we had flawed data. Our theory is still true, but the data we've been using was flawed. It's just constant excuses because there's still, I guarantee you, with Obamacare having failed to generate all these new tax revenues that they needed, he's going to hit you with a carbon tax. And he's out there. He was out there saying that anybody who doubts human-caused global warming is like saying that the moon is made of green cheese. They're getting real, real desperate. We're going to grab some phone calls here. Paul in Las Vegas. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have to tell you about the temperature in Las Vegas. I've been here for 13 years. In June and May, the temperature averages 110 degrees, right? Last night was 69 degrees.
Yeah, we've been noticing it's unusually cold here in Hawaii as well. In fact, we're having to close the window because the wind was just so cold.
Yes, and the last 2 days have been chilly.
Yeah, it really has been. And even allowing for the fact that we've lived here long enough to acclimate to the climate, it's an unusually cold summer.
Absolutely. So the global warming thing is just ridiculous and foolish and just goofy. They want the money so bad that they're making up stuff. They just go about making up stuff as they go.
And they actually think that we're all dumb enough to just fall for the endless lies. And like I said, the one theory they had that the heat was hiding in the bottom of the ocean, they actually don't think that we understand the principles of convection about how hard it is to hold heat at the bottom of a column of gas or fluid. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these words from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alive.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
I found a video series on YouTube called Debtor's Prison. And when, it's about the juvenile justice system. Where it's the most poorest areas of the countries, and there's this private probation company that sets up shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like the police would write tickets knowing these people cannot pay the fine. So they try to pay a little bit of, since they couldn't pay the fine, they put them on probation. And the thing is, when the person had the money to pay the fine, if they paid the fine and didn't pay the probation fee, they go to jail. So they pay the probation fee and have to pay a little bit of a fine. It's more like, I was finding out they were profiting off the most poorest people in the country, the most
poorest.
That's
exactly right, because a lot of these prisons they're being sent to are these prison labor companies that are using these people as slave labor. Which means they can undercut companies that are using law-abiding American citizens, and they're literally taking jobs away from ordinary Americans with this prison labor system.
And the thing is, I just think It's a time. I think it's time we got to reevaluate this privatization because they're using it for profit and for unjust reasons. And the thing is,
privatization in and of itself is a scam to take the public assets, the public utilities, and turn them into for-profit ventures for the benefit of Wall Street corporations. And first and foremost, of course, they took the public currency and turned it into a private for-profit operation 100 years ago. There are certain aspects of a country that should be handled as a public utility for the general good. The currency, the utilities, the roads, the basic infrastructure all has to be the collective property of the nation and its people and maintained by the government for the nation and its people, not developed at taxpayer expense and then sold off to some corporation to put toll booths on.
Well, I just say, I mean, because they tried privatizing in West Columbia the sewer and the water, and people said it's not yours to sell.
I would agree with you. Again, going back to that enclave clause, the federal government doesn't really have the authority to sell the property of we the people without the permission of we the people. But they've been doing it all along. And it's another example of how the current federal government is completely off the constitutional map. It's illegitimate. It's acting illegally. And it's coming from a mindset where the laws are only applicable to the poor and working class, and everybody else is pretty much given a free pass.
Well, it's like right now, it's like they're trying to set up these private police forces unincorporated areas in the county. They're like named a town, but there's no city council, there's no city hall, there's no police department. They want to set up these private police forces, and people are saying no because I don't know why, but, you know, they're trying to move in. And, you know, I don't even want private police forces.
No, the public ones are already a handful. They've killed, you know, 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists do.
I mean, they tried this up in Montana. I think, I forget the town, but they had a big prison system up there, and they tried moving in the police force in there, and the people said no.
Yeah, privatization, anything that's privatized is no longer serving the public interest. It's serving a for-profit corporation. And on that basis alone, should not be allowed at all. And that is certainly something we're going to address in the Blueprint for the New America.
Well, I just hope when you're talking about those carbon taxes, I mean, I keep going to my state legislators. Obama's trying to do it without Congress. He can't do it.
Well, he's going to try. I mean, we've already seen Obama completely bypass Congress on a lot of issues, all of them illegal, all of them invalid uses of the executive order. There are rumors that he's going to try and pass some kind of an executive order to suspend the Second Amendment. And they're completely out of control. They are completely out of control in Washington, D.C. They're panicked. They're afraid. The party is definitely over. We, the American people, have awakened to the reality of what this government is all about. They can't lie to us with impunity. They can't trick us into more wars. And they're absolutely in a panic right now, trying to find some way they can cling to power and authority, you know, by establishing a whole new fascist dictatorship in this country.
Well, you know, the thing is, down in Houston, they have a pickup point because they send food material to, like, refugees in Syria. I mean, in Jordan, or refugees of Syria. And I go down and I say, I am sorry our government is doing this. Now they're having pickup points for refugees in Russia that are from Ukraine. You know, and I'm saying,
it is a huge mess. I don't use the phrase our government anymore, and I don't use the phrase we. It's the U.S. government and they, because I don't, and I don't think the vast majority of Americans support what this government is doing. I think the vast majority of Americans have come to understand this government is totally in the pockets of Wall Street, Israel, the military-industrial complex. They're certainly slaves to this private central bank, and they won't admit that that private central bank model is the author of all of this pain and suffering for the last 100 years. Before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war, and now we're into the third one.
Exactly. Well, anyway, Mike, I'll let you wrap up your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line here. James in North Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Nice to talk to you.
Would you have any idea how many private contractors are still in Iraq?
I don't have that information. A lot of them are still with Kellogg Brown Root or Halliburton or whatever they're calling themselves right now. A lot of them are working for oil companies that are in there siphoning out Iraq's oil. And it's a big business, and the contractors do make a great deal of money. But these contractors who are surrounded and calling for evacuation and being ignored, I think Obama may be hoping they get massacred, so he'll have a bunch of bloody shirts about innocent Americans being killed by the Iraqis, and that's why we have to go to war. They're desperate to get the war going. They really are.
I was trying to find that number to see, you know, the company that formerly known as Blackwater, I'm sure still has a large number of people there.
I'm sure they do as well. I'm sure they do as well.
I don't see how, you know, if we're going to have to, you know, what he's sending in 275 troops. I don't know if that's what that's supposed to do. I mean, I don't see how that's going to.
It's
you know,
it's the camel's nose under the tent is what it is. You know, it's to get Americans used to the idea that there are Americans back in Iraq to protect the U.S. Embassy, and that is a legitimate use of the War Powers Act. But, of course, if those Americans around the embassy come under attack, then Obama can say we must send more forces to support them. And they're really cranking out the propaganda. I was just looking at this article over at weaselzippers.us. Apparently, there's a video being conveniently released by the Islamic State of Iraq in Levant, where, you know, ISIS is out there calling for attacks on Christians and Jews, break the crosses and destroy the lineage of the grandsons of monkeys. Come on, people. Propaganda doesn't get any more obvious than this. This is even more obvious than, oh, the Iraqis were stealing the incubators out of the Kuwait hospitals. The people of Iraq are not going to make such provocative statements. They want to be left alone to retake their country away from U.S. proxy rule. They're not going to go out and declare war on all the world's Christians and Jews. This is another piece of war propaganda, okay? James, we're going to let you go. We're running out of time, and I want to get to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, two quick questions here. One, being I missed the asking the question yesterday, but you were talking about Monsanto and about the genetic engineering of these seeds. And I wanted to ask you about nutritional value. My wife brings home these new fruit they invented called Apriums. It's an apricot and a plum mix. And I don't know who developed it, but is there, do you have any information on that and the nutritional value? Is there any problems with that?
I don't know about the Apriums. If they're created through hybridization, I would expect that they're probably just as nutritious as the two source plants. The problem with genetic engineering isn't the altered DNA, but the protein expression, where the DNA is now producing chemicals that are sort of kind of like the proteins your body needs, but not exactly. And you won't get nutrition from them, and even worse, they can cause unexpected side effects. So I'll take a look at this Atrium issue during this coming commercial break and see if they're created through hybridization or DNA manipulation, okay?
Yeah, this is called, Steve, it's called Apriam. Apriam. And the second question about Obama within the last hour has gone on, so he's going to use his executive power privilege again to establish marine habitats in the ocean somewhere. I can't.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. Very important thing to do amidst all the wars, along with that other executive order about the gays. We got to take a break. Steve, we'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in response to Steve in California, I did take a look, and the aprium is a hybridized fruit, meaning they took the natural fruits and cross-pollinated them to come up with this new form of life. But it's not like they, it's not GMO. And so, in theory, these fruits should be just as healthy and nutritious as anything else you're going to find in nature. All righty. Now, we're going to take one final phone call before the end of the show. Curtis in Florida. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to tell you something. You mentioned public utility, for instance, the currency, the roads. Michael, you came dangerously close to the truth today. Land should also be a public utility. Yes, individual. You grow peanuts, I grow tomatoes, we swap. You keep off my land, they keep off yours. But 40 acres of mule, or an equal share of the severally sector, ought to be steward to each adult on their 18th birthday. It should not be a first man over the top cannibalistic system of gladiatorial trying to be a landlord and displace others off their equal share of God's natural inheritance.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's funny because when the Declaration of Independence was first being drafted, they had the inalienable rights of men as life, liberty, and property. And the money junkies struck out property, and they said, well, what can we put in there? I'll put in pursuit of happiness. They won't know what that means anyway. The reason they put property in there was because they wanted the new nation to be free of the feudalistic influences that were still infecting Europe even at that late time, where the land was all owned by, you know, the royalty and nobility, and everybody was forced to be a renter. And they wanted a country where people could own their own home and their own property and not be living their lives by the leave of some lord or lady someplace. But there was a big political fight about it, and property was taken out of the Declaration of Independence and replaced with pursuit of happiness.
Wow, Michael, that's the closest we ever come on coming over to Georgism. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for not shouting me down today. I love you, Michael.
All right, we'll talk to you later then. And getting on back to the news as we head to the end of the show here. Fox News is reporting that one of Iraq's largest refineries has now been shut down because of the rebellion going on inside Iraq. The oil companies are already rubbing their hands together with glee because oil prices are going to go through the roof, even if there's no shortage. This is an excuse. Run up the prices here. So those of you who have homes with garages, please don't do this inside your apartment or condo. But if you have a home with a garage, now might be a good time to go and buy like a 10-gallon gas tank and get it filled up and just put it someplace in a corner just in case there is a shortage. Because along with the disruption of oil coming out of that part of the world, we have Europe is going to be screaming for oil and gas, and the U.S. government could very easily impose deliberate shortages here in the U.S. to try and prop Europe up as the situation in Ukraine continues to dissolve. So be prepared. Prudence, and like I said, don't do this if you're in a condo or an apartment. You know, have garage out someplace, a shed where it's safe here. And use an approved gas can. Don't just get any old can and fill it with gas and think it's okay. Get an approved, safe, sealed gas can. Alrighty, now as you're probably aware, the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the National Security Agency are locked in a lawsuit over the illegal spying on ordinary law-abiding American citizens. And the government has admitted they are destroying the evidence being sought by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And the NSA's excuse is that their computers are so powerful that to try and protect data from erasure would have, quote, an immediate, specific, and harmful impact on the national security of the United States, end quote. Bull biscuits. This is almost as bad as the IRS saying they lost Lois Lerner's emails. Nobody designs a computer system that large and that powerful without the ability to control what data is retained and what data is erased. What if there is information about a coming terror attack in that data? Are you just going to let it get erased because you can't control the system? It makes absolutely no sense at all. And we've reached a point where the government lies are just so absurd, even the corporate media is starting to laugh at them. And I don't believe for a second that the National Security Agency's computers don't allow them to say, keep this data. It doesn't make sense they would build a system that didn't have that control in there. Oh, Ahmed is building an atomic bomb. He's over in, oh darn, it's been erased. Do you believe that one? Do you buy that for 1 second? And are you not insulted at how incredibly stupid the government seems to think you all are when they put out such an absurd lie? Oh, my goodness. A lot of geological activity around the world. Etna's erupting, more activity down here on the Big Island. Apparently, they had 4 quakes above magnitude 5 on Japan's east coast. No damage reported to the Fukushima power plant. Their geologists are now looking at the area and saying that the evidence was there of tsunamis in the historic past of Japan that were twice as high as the one that destroyed the Fukushima power station. And it would have been wise and prudent to build the seawalls to deal with that worst case. Remember, one engineer at one power plant did fought tooth and nail to get a higher seawall. And that was the only power plant not destroyed along that coastline. Unfortunately, he himself had passed away, so he didn't live to see the day of his vindication. Now, apparently, as you know, TEPCO has been trying to create what they call an ice wall around Fukushima to wall off the leaking radioactivity. And apparently, it has not worked. They have been trying for months, and they're trying to come up with fluctuating water levels or the blame, and the ground can liquefy and form sinkholes. It was a brain-dead idea to start with for two reasons. One, the radioactive material they're trying to contain is hot. It is very, very hot from decay processes. What happens when you put hot radioactive material up against ice? It's going to melt. And don't forget, that ground is already saturated with salt water from the ocean, and salt water has a much lower freezing point. This ice wall was something they did to make it look like they were trying to do something. And it was never, ever going to work. We're getting a report out of enews.com that apparently along California's coast, the fishing stocks are collapsing, and commercial fishing boats are saying they're coming back empty. Oyster hatcheries are dying off. Sardines, mackerel are vanishing. Record number of sick sea lions. Is it a new strange disease, or is the radioactivity finally catching up with the Pacific? It is a disaster in the making. Over at the internetpost.net, interesting story about factory farm model failing again. As you're probably may be aware, 10% of the U.S. pig crop has been killed by this new virus, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And apparently it is being passed by pig's blood that is used to feed piglets. In other words, they're taking the blood out of the dead adult pigs going to the supermarket and feeding it to the piglets, and the disease is being carried forward by that. Plus, the close confines of these large corporate farms, the disease is spreading like wildfire. And the advantage of the small home farm family farm model was the populations of animals were small and separated, so the diseases couldn't really start spreading all that rapidly. And this push for corporate farming is leading to these disasters here. Over in Tuam, Ireland, the death records for the 796 children found in that mass grave have been published. We have a link to the names on the What Really Happened website. It is a huge and growing scandal, and already they're trying to defuse the blame. Over at IrishCentral.com, they have an article, "Don't just blame the church for Tuam. Everyone was covering it up." Well, that may have been true, but don't forget the church has a bad habit of telling you that if you reveal their secrets, you're going to go straight to heck and burn for all eternity. So don't talk about that mass grave full of children's or how Father O'Flacid was diddling you up there in the choir loft. All righty, that's the end of our show. The music is playing somewhere in the background. I got to get out of here and get some errands done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices, share what you know with who you know. Go over to the Republic Broadcasting website. Please, 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 please hit that donate button. I cannot tell you how important it is. We're not going to make it without your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.